Mix 107.3.
Good Sunday morning and welcome to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani, and as always on DMV Spotlight, we highlight wonderful people and organizations that are doing great things in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area. And this morning, our guest on the line is Billy Joe Joseph, the director of the Bach to Rock Music School in Bethesda, Maryland. Good morning, Billy Joe. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. I'm well. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning on DMV Spotlight. And for people who aren't familiar with the Bach to Rock Music School in Bethesda, could you give us a little history about the background of the Bach to Rock School? When was it founded, its founders, and what is your mission?
Sure. Well, Bach to Rock is a unique music school for all ages, starting from, 9 months toddlers to adults. We have a unique approach to our music. It was founded and started in 2004 by Jeff Levin, who is a Juilliard-trained middle school music teacher, who opened a new concept in music education that coupled rigorous individual instruction with jam sessions, and that keeps students motivated by playing in groups. He modified arrangements of modern music and grouped students into bands to motivate the students and to provide students with immediate success and gratification. And that's where we just took off with that a few years later.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. If you're just tuning in, good morning. You're listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani. Our guest on the line this morning is Billy Joe Joseph. She is the director of the Bach to Rock Music School in Bethesda, Maryland. And this morning we're talking about the school and some of the programs. Now, you mentioned that it was started.
Yes, in 2004. And then, an executive of Cambridge Information Group recognized the awesome concept in 2007, and that's how we decided to rename it, take it over, and be Bach to Rock Music School.
Okay, Bach to Rock Music School. So the name Bach to Rock, I know Bach and I know rock, so give us a little history about the concept behind the name.
Sure. We teach students of all ages, lots of different genres, from classical to, rock and roll, pop, and everything in between, musicals and so forth. We teach them by simplifying versions of songs, modern songs that they know today. And we have found that putting kids and students in groups that they are motivated to learn and work and practice and do better in a group setting with songs that they know.
Oh, that's good. That's good, because when it's something that they're familiar with, they're more excited to play it.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. And you mentioned that the youngest age that you start is like 9 months. Now, tell us about the programs that you have for a 9-month-old. What can they possibly learn at that age? If you could give us a little example of some of the different programs that you have for each age group.
Sure. So that is called our rock and roll program, and that is started, young. It's basically a mommy and daddy and me musical program. It's all, musical oriented with story times and special music just for them. They do, little yoga stands and so forth. The biggest thing is they do learn to socialize, in a group setting, and they're brought up with music, and there's so many of the children that with their families, you can tell there's music around all the time, and they light up and they dance and they bop and shake their legs, and really, really get into the music. So that's our youngest program. Then we have another program, which is a little bit older for toddlers, which is Rock City. With Rock City, we introduce different instruments to them. They don't actually learn how to play it, but they do learn about the instruments. They get to touch it, they get to see it, they learn, blow here, push here, this is the sound it makes. And same thing, it's all musical oriented games, story times and so forth, but they come out learning a little bit, about music and so forth. We then progress, we have another group piano class, which is called our Kits and Keys program, and that starts about 5 years old, and it's a group piano. It's done half on a computer software program where they, have fun on a computer interacting, learning the different notes and so forth. It's a group setting, which is individualized in a group setting of piano and so forth. So we keep it fun and upbeat, you know, because they're young and we want to keep our children engaged. So half the program is done on the computer software, and then the other half is playing musical games, marching out the tempo and the rhythm, using whiteboards, listening to music and recognizing, you know, the piano parts and the highs and the lows and the soft and the quiet. And so, you know, they do learn notation and they learn to read music slowly at their own pace, having fun. That's the whole philosophy of Bach to Rock.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani. Our guest on the line this morning is Billie Jo Joseph. She is the director for Bach to Rock Music School located in Bethesda, Maryland. And this morning we're talking about the school, the different programs that they have available. And we were just talking about one of the programs, and you can continue with the rest.
Sure. For the older children from 7 years old on up, we offer private lessons on all the different instruments. And our whole philosophy is that they have fun and they will learn songs with our unique curriculum of specialized arrangements, the songs that they know, so they pick it up faster. So we have a lot of kids want to come in here and play and sing Taylor Swift, and we're going to teach them that as they learn the concepts to the music. So they really get engaged and they really have fun with that. So after they've been taking lessons for a while, we put them in a band setting. And that's, you know, what we call our jam bands. Same thing. We have, you know, a unique curriculum for different song arrangements for them. Again, all songs that they're familiar with, that they've heard on the radio. Believe it or not, a lot of these kids, you know, listen to mom and dad's music, so they know classic rock as well as current things. Yeah, so they play in a band, and we teach them, you know, the simplified version of the guitar, bass, drums, keyboards, violin, vocals, and we also do brass instruments as well.
Wow. And how long is a typical program for the students at your school?
You know, we do everything on a month-to-month basis, so it's open enrollment. It really depends on the child, the student, I should say, because we also have adults. It really just depends on their progression. Mm-hmm. You go as fast as your pace will take you. And we found that they progress even faster because they're rehearsing and they're practicing at home a lot. Because it's kind of based on like a team sport. You're in a band, you're in a group setting, and your team players, you know, are counting on you to learn your parts and do your thing. And yeah, so they have a lot of fun with that.
Wow.
And then another program we have is our DJ Beat Refinery, which is all, you know, musical, same thing oriented, DJ mixing, scratching, and music production. And you start at all levels and all ages, and they learn, you know, to DJ, which is another cool concept to, you know, the music industry today.
Wow, that is awesome. If you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani. Our guest on the line this morning is Billie Jo Joseph. She is the director at the Bach to Rock Music School located in Bethesda, Maryland. And this morning we've been talking about the different programs, and we went over a lot of the programs that you have for kids, but you just mentioned that you also have programs for adults as well. What are those that you have?
Absolutely. So we have adults that come in and take private lessons on different instruments. They've never done it and they want to start, or they just, you know, haven't been playing music for a while and they want to move the cobwebs, and they come back and they take lessons with us. We have, you know, amazing instructors who are educated and out there gigging, so they are aware of what's being played right now today and what has been played in the past. So they'll work with the adults, and you know, you might have an older person that comes in that says, I like certain genres, and these teachers will be able to put their finger on the pulse and work with them to get them to where they want to be. And then definitely in our Beat Refinery DJ mixing classes, and same thing. Some of these DJs come in wanting to, you know, perfect their skills, and some have just never done it, and they just say, I want to do this. And we have a lot of parents who do it with their children. So it's a good outing for families as well.
Oh, that is awesome. If you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani. Our guest on the line this morning is Billie Jo Joseph. She is the director at the Bach to Rock Music School located in Bethesda. And this morning we're talking about the different types of programs that are currently offered and the mission of the school. And what would you say the overall goal is after everyone goes through the program? You want them to attain what type of level? What is the goal?
Well, it's a lifetime skill, something that they're going to take with them forever. Again, we make it fun. We teach them songs that they're familiar with now, so they're engaged. You know, for children in a band setting, it helps to build their self-esteem and, you know, everything that comes with like a team sport and their social skills. And they also create, you know, when we put these children together, they have not met each other. They don't know each other. So this also creates long-lasting friendships within families because parents are very involved, just as sports are. You know, they're very proud of their children and they want them to excel. So I think the goal is to, you know, all of those things put together with, you know, something that they will take with them forever.
Wow, that is awesome. So if you are listening right now and you like more information on the Bach to Rock Music School located in Bethesda, you can contact them. And what is the website address?
Sure, it's www.bachtorock.com.
All right, and that's spelled B-A-C-H, to rock.
You can spell it out, T-O.
Okay. Okay. And again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani. Our guest on the line this morning is Billie Jo Joseph. She's the director at the Bach to Rock Music School located in Bethesda, Maryland. And typically, how long are the classes? You mentioned that they're monthly open enrollment all the time, but the typical class, how long?
Sure. So our early childhood programs are 45 minutes long. That's when I told you the little ones up to 7 years old. And then our private lessons, you can do 30 minutes or an hour-long lesson, once a week type thing. And then same thing with our group DJ class. That's an hour-long as well. So you would, you know, set up a day and a time that works for you. If you said every Tuesday at 6 p.m., that would be your standard lesson time, you know, once a week, depending on how long you wanted the lesson to be.
All right. And you mentioned that the way that you teach the students is you teach them by giving them the opportunity to learn to play the songs that are current, the songs that they like right now. Now, do students typically come to class with like a list of songs that they want to play, or does the school already have the songs that they would like to teach the student?
Yes, we do have the arrangements all prepared and ready. We have four different levels for the students, so depending on their level, you know, we can put them at the right skill level that they are. We have all the arrangements pre-printed for them, so that on guitar, bass, drums, keyboards, all the different vocals, you know, violin, all the different instruments. So we have, you know, hundreds of arrangements and pre-recorded songs that they can listen to. They can also, as they go home, they can log on to their own portal and listen to the songs and work on the music themselves. So if you're maybe a guitar student is working on a particular song, they could listen to the song where the song has been edited without the guitar, and they can practice the guitar on their own at home.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
You
can feel like they're part of the entire band process. That's really
Cool. Absolutely.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani. Our guest on the line this morning is Billie Jo Joseph. She is the director at the Bach to Rock Music School located in Bethesda, and we've been talking about all of the different programs that are currently offered. The group classes, early childhood, the individual lessons. You also have summer camps, and I know some of them are still going on right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we offer quite a few camps. We offer rock band, which is what I've been talking about, the jam band session, where we put kids together the same age and skill level in a band, and they work all week together as a band, you know, and they work in a team, they pick band names and so forth. And then on Thursday, they will go into our real recording studio here at the school, and they record the songs they've been working on. And then on Fridays, they have a big performance for friends and families. But that's just one of the camps. We have a GUI camp, which is, you know, an ensemble of singers with pop. Our instructors do pop with them and do a little bit of dance choreographing. Same thing. They get to work on it together all week. They go into the studio and record the songs that they've worked on, and they get to do a big performance on Friday. We have our early childhood camps, which is our Rock City World Tour camp. That's for the little ones. Same thing, all musical-oriented. And they do give a little show on Friday, talking about the different instruments that they've learned all week and some of the music notations that they've learned as well. Then we do have our DJ camps. Same thing. They all have their own turntables. They learn, you know, hands-on experience, learning how to mix and scratch and so forth. And they'll do the same thing. They'll get to record what they've been working on. They pick themselves DJ names, and they also get to, you know, perform for friends and family on Fridays. And it's a big event. It's a lot of fun. And that goes all summer long till the end of August.
And the camps are week-long sessions?
Yes, ma'am. Yep. You can do a full day or half day Monday through Friday.
Oh, wow. And the camps are still going on till September 2nd. Is there an age minimum for the camp?
Nope. They're all different. You know, the early childhood, you know, I guess is the smallest one at 3 years old.
Okay. And if you are listening and you'd like more information on the summer music camps that are currently being offered at Bach to Rock Music School located in Bethesda, can you give the contact information?
Sure. Here in Bethesda, it's 301-913-5757. However, Bach to Rock is nationwide now. So if you go on the website, you will see, you know, lots of different locations. There are six in the Maryland, D.C., Virginia area.
Oh, okay.
And we are going nationwide, you know, from Maryland to Arizona. We're all over the place. So hopefully we're going to be showing up in everybody's neighborhood very soon.
Wow. You're just tuning in. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani. Our guest on the line this morning is Billie Jo Joseph. She is the director of the Bach to Rock Music School located in Bethesda, Maryland. And we've been talking about the unique curriculum that they offer, as well as the different programs offered for all ages, adults, individuals, groups, and just the concept behind teaching people how to play instruments. And I think this is really awesome. Now, is this concept unique just to this music school? Is that what makes it stand apart from other music schools?
Yep, absolutely. Because we are teaching them simplified versions of the song they know, we've taken the time and the effort to make sure that we have a strong curriculum to work with the kids, and they get to learn quickly all the fun things and all the fun tunes that they know while they're learning and getting all the concepts to music, which is, you know, super important. It's just them coming and jamming and playing music. They are learning, you know, the written notation, ear improvisation. They are learning to perform as well. We are a performance-based school, and we have events all over the place, all the time, for all of the students to be able to perform.
Oh, wow. So outside of the music camps, which we talked that were a week long, and, you know, if you're listening, you can register for those, but the music camps, they all culminate with a performance at the end of the week for the classes that take place year-round. Is there, like, an annual event that happens when all the classes come together, or you mentioned before that you do go out and perform at different places?
So we like to get out to our community, so we'll have rock bands play in the community and everywhere, you know, wherever, churches, carnivals. This weekend we're going to be down in the Bethesda Metro Plaza, and we'll have single songwriter performances there as well as bands and so forth. So we do get out all over the place, like I said, to get the children and the students acclimated to performing out. We do have a couple of annual things that happen at Bach to Rock. We like to call it, one of them is our Bachapalooza, which is where all of our bands get the opportunity to perform just for fun. But they go, you know, on big stages and big lights, big sound men and women that get together and really put on one heck of a show for everyone. And then we also have another annual event, which is our B2R Battle of the Bands. And that is, you know, a battle of all the bands that have been coming here you know, every week with our instructors working hard within all the other Bhaktaras within the area.
Wow, that is awesome.
So, yeah, that is so much fun.
I know you mentioned that you perform at different organizational events that happen in the community. If there's an organization that's listening right now that has an event coming up that would love to have one of your groups or some of your students come out and perform, how would they go about contacting you?
Yes, sure. They could, you know, reach us at Bethesda@bhaktarock.com. They could call us here at 301-913-5757. We love to get out there and provide entertainment. And sometimes, you know, if you will be amazed, you know, these children are 7 years old and they are rocking out the house. It's amazing. And just with, you know, what thrills me is to be able to see the confidence that they have to be able to get out there at any age and perform the way that they do.
Wow, and definitely the school and the classes instill a certain level of confidence. So this is carried on outside of the music into their regular lives as well.
Absolutely. We've had so many children who have been shy, you know, or maybe and they're not even, you know, into sports. This is a good outing for them because they can really play the music and, you know, do well at it. And same thing, have the social skills, the confidence to prove, you know, what they're all about.
Wow. If you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Our guest on the line this morning is Billy Joe Joseph, the director of the Bhaktarock Music School located in Bethesda, Maryland. And Billy Joe, I'd like to thank you so much for joining us this morning on DMV Spotlight. And if there's one thing that you would like our listeners to take away when they think about the Bhaktarock Music School, what would that be?
You know, if you have the slightest inkling at all that your child is interested in music, this is the place to come. It's no pressure. It's a lot of fun, and they will grow and develop lifelong musical skills. And if you yourself as an adult would like to come back and move the cobwebs or just play something that you've always wanted to, you never did, this is the place to start. You will have a blast doing it.
And the number you can call for more information about the classes, could you give that to them one more time?
Yes, it's 301-913-5757 is the school in Bethesda. But if you go to our website at www.bhaktarock.com, you will see all of the locations.
All right. Well, Billy Joe, I want to thank you again for joining us this morning on DMV Spotlight. It's been really great having you.
I really enjoyed it. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. And that will conclude this week's edition of DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani, and I'd like to thank you so much for joining us this morning. And as always, if you're part of an organization that's doing great things in the D.C., Maryland, or Virginia area, and you'd like to be featured on an upcoming edition of DMV Spotlight, when you get a moment, go to our website, mix1073.com, and there you can click on the link that says DMV Spotlight and send us all the information regarding your organization. Thanks again for listening to DMV Spotlight, and have a wonderful day.